Thanksgiving is extra special at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Again this year, Rhythm Kitchen will be open Thanksgiving Day, serving a traditional Cajun Thanksgiving dinner, including fried turkey, fried catfish, and Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous jambalaya. Plus, Cajun stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, a cold salad bar, and of course, Thanksgiving pies. It makes me hungry just thinking about it. Celebrate upstairs in the ballroom, enjoying their Thanksgiving buffet beginning at noon, or downstairs seating starts at 4. Or if you prefer to eat at home, a family-style Thanksgiving dinner is available for takeout with a minimum 24-hour pre-order. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. This year, make it a Cajun Thanksgiving at Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin
Whoa. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now, a little over a week. In fact, a week ago today, we were licking our wounds and crying in our beer, wailing and gnashing of teeth after a blowout election that saw Democrats assert their strength, not just here in Clark County, but across the state. Washoe County, too. Unbelievable. And, of course, nationwide, we are still counting votes in Florida and other states, in the People's Republic of California. We're still counting votes a week after the election. Somebody tell me there's something wrong with this system. Joining us now, she's been with us before. She is a member of my Kansas City Mafia. She's a graduate of St. Teresa's Academy, and she's a Kansas City girl. I'm a Kansas City guy. I went to a Jesuit high school, Rockhurst. And so we are kindred spirits. She joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Cassie, how you been?
Hey, I'm great. I think, you know, we're your only two listeners who care about the Kansas City stuff, but more should.
I know, but we love barbecue, and that's okay. Right. I got to ask you, I know we're still, even at this hour, looking for answers. The RNC is sending some analytics people to the state to look through ballots, to look through precincts. And we're all trying to figure out what happened, but a pretty devastating loss, because I know the RNC did their part in that they didn't just parachute people in 6 weeks from the election. They've had people for years now in the state, Dan Coats, Keeley Broom, and others. Any idea what happened out here?
That's right. Well, sometimes things just don't go your way, despite that, to your point, we had one of our best teams in the country out. We had some of our greatest volunteers in the country. But that is what we're doing now, figuring out what happened, figuring out how we can be better in the future. Very different from our Democrat counterparts elsewhere in the country who just can't accept when things just don't go their way. And you want to figure out why. You want to figure out how to be better, more relatable to your communities and make sure you're talking on the issues that are actually driving people to the polls. All of those things are things we're looking at now. And we're going to be better in the future. That's the best you can promise. Conversely, you've got Georgia, where they've got a gubernatorial race right now, and Stacey Abrams is unwilling to say, you know what, things just did not go my way this time. And instead, she's crossing her fingers and her toes that they'll find more ballots that will then force this thing into a runoff. Despite that, the will of the people of Georgia seems to be to have Brian Kemp as their governor. You go to Florida, where you've got Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis respectively ahead by thousands of votes in their races. And you've got all the antics at play down there trying to call this thing into question and undermine the will of Florida's voters. And we've got thousands of staff still all over the country, and many of them in Florida, who are making sure that things are done properly and that the will of the voters is carried out.
Hey, Cassie, can you give us the latest, as you know it, relative to court action? We have a deadline. We had a deadline in Florida that was supposed to be tomorrow in Broward County. We know Palm Beach is also in play. Can you talk a little bit about what you know about the legal stuff that's going on?
Well, and I'm not a lawyer and don't pretend to play one on TV or on the radio, but I know that we're expecting some big decisions today, or a big decision today from one of the local courts, although we don't expect it to go into our favor because the judge is pretty liberal, but that's not going to derail the process. We expect that we could have a recount, I think, starting by this weekend, the hand recount. And again, though, the point here is, as you read the headlines about machine issues or incompetency in Broward County with Brenda Snipes, that does not undermine the will of the Florida voters, and that's why we do have the real election lawyers, and we do have the well-trained volunteers and staff on the ground observing all the process. Breaking news to you, our chairwoman is going to go down later this week to observe the process for herself, because we want to make sure that no one has an opportunity to ignore the will of the voters.
I know that that Rick Scott has talked about voter fraud, and yet his own administration, people within his own administration, law enforcement down there, said there's no evidence. Is there any evidence of voter fraud yet?
Well, here's what we know for sure. Brenda Snipes broke the law when she refused to abide by the reporting requirements for voting and for the elections. This all started when Marco Rubio sent out his initial tweet last week, because the media was refusing to cover this. It started because she refused to report how many ballots were still outstanding or had yet to be counted. And so then people started saying, well, you know, you have as many ballots that as it takes to win. We don't know. Because she broke the law by not abiding by their reporting requirements. So we know for other things that there were also 22 provisional ballots that had previously been thrown out that they were then included in the count by Brenda Snipes' own admission. We want to know what happened to those ballots. Are they part of the count? There's other talk about people who are not American citizens, that their votes were included. So again, those are all the things that not just lawyers, but election watchers are looking into and are making sure we get answers on, so that when we do have this final vote, we know that it is a verifiable vote, and that when we swear into office Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, that it is the will of the voters.
I want to ask you why we can't seem to get this thing right in Broward County. Is it the administrator? Is it something about the voters down there? I mean, the voters did their part. They went to the polls.
That's right. And my colleague, Kaylee McEnany, she and I share an office, and she's from Tampa, and she was home this weekend. And I said, Kaylee, what was the vibe like when you were home? And she said, we're all just so embarrassed, because they do it right. In most, 99% of the state, not only do they do it correctly, they do it really well. And frankly, there are, Rick Scott made this point, there are Democrats and Republicans who serve as county supervisors of election who do it well and do right by their job and the people who voted them into that job. Then you have Broward County and Palm Beach County as well, but Broward has really taken the spotlight. So it seems every single election there is an issue. It doesn't matter. In 2016, she was convicted for, I believe, throwing away or tearing up ballots on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's opponent. So she was already being monitored for having nefarious acts previously. And I'm not sure why she's still in the job. I think that it's such a stain on the democracy in that county. I know that she has said she's going to give up this post after this recount, and I think that will be good for democracy going forward. But the people of Broward County need to say, we are tired of being the butt of these jokes. We need to be able to do it as well or better as every other county in our state.
I know here in Nevada, over the last couple of election cycles, there have been a lot of charges made that there is a lack of voter integrity, that people just don't trust the integrity of the vote in this state. I want to ask you nationwide, are there other episodes that we can talk about around the country where maybe the integrity of the vote has come into question. And I'm not talking about Broward County or Palm Beach County, but I'm talking about elsewhere around the country where people that shouldn't have voted did vote.
Well, without a doubt, there are certainly going to be those instances really in every election. Unfortunately, it comes up. But what I can say to keep it more broadly is that we at the RNC, we have a whole separate legal fund that is for the purposes of recounts or verifying elections. And so we have people everywhere they need to be, lawyers, trained staff, and volunteers who are looking at these elections to make sure that they are above board. And so when we talk about these instances of possible voter fraud, know that they are being reported, they're being looked into, and there's a lot of, you know, you have election day, and then you have weeks, if not months, worth of lawsuits and appeals that are made to ensure that the vote count is the will of the people, and it is as accurate as humanly possible. But without a doubt, there are instances every election cycle, and we do what we can to put the right people and resources in place to prevent that.
Cassie Smedley joining us, Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, joining us from her office in Washington, D.C. on our City National Bank guest hotline. I made the not-so-bold prediction a week or so ago that on the 7th of November, the reelect campaign would begin for the president of the United States. Was I right? Is the reelect underway?
I think, yes, you are not wrong. We know that President Trump, he put in the paperwork to start his reelection right after his inauguration. But that's been really helpful for all Republicans for two reasons. One, President Trump's been able to be very involved in this midterm process of being out there for candidates and having his own resources from his own campaign to fund those trips for all of these rallies. So that's a huge help for candidates down the ballot. Number two, all of these people that many of them new to the Republican Party or at least new to Republican politics, maybe they've never volunteered before, many of them go to rallies or they show up at festivals and parades, and they start volunteering with the GOP. And now they are trained and they are ready to go to help reelect the president. So that is something that did start beginning in earnest the day after the election in most places across the country, is that these folks who had been out there pounding the pavement and making the phone calls for GOP candidates are now ready to do it for President Trump. That's a huge advantage, and we're so grateful for their enthusiasm and dedication.
Hey, Cassie, I want to ask you, the left-wing media, the lamestream, the fake news media is out there telling a story that the president has a major, major problem with white suburban women. Is it true? I don't know how much of the exit polling you've been able to look at, but is there a challenge out there for the president to win back the suburbs?
Well, I haven't seen the exact numbers yet either, except that what we do know is that states that are, the grand dame states for anybody to win in any election, President Trump not only won them in 2016, but they went even more red this time around. And I'm speaking specifically about Ohio and truly Florida. I know we're in the middle of a recount down there, but the turnout was bigger than what we saw in 2016 in both of those states. Missouri being another one, our beloved Kansas City, I know we're on either side of the state line there, but my home state of Missouri still had a huge turnout, and that's coming from these rural or suburban areas, not the urban strongholds the Democrats have relied upon for so long. So hard to know the breakdown. But another thing that the mainstream media doesn't want to tell you either, and I just got these numbers, we saw an influx going back to Florida, for example, of Hispanics who broke even stronger for Governor Rick Scott in the Senate race than they did for President Trump, which he got more of the Hispanic share of the vote than previously Mitt Romney had. And even African-Americans in the gubernatorial race, where you had an African-American on the ballot for the Democrats, we saw an increase of the vote share for Ron DeSantis, who, of course, is strongly backed by President Trump and a strong supporter of President Trump. So those are the little nuggets that the mainstream media is never going to report. But while there's always, the electorate always ebbs and flows every single election, to say that you're not bringing in new people into the party is just false. President Trump has brought in hundreds of thousands of new people. We see them in our volunteers and in our small dollar donors. And so that would be willfully ignorant of the media to assume that that's not happening.
But it would not be unexpected because they are always going to get it wrong. They're going to get it wrong in their own favor. So explain what happens in Florida now. We've got the deadline of tomorrow. A judge is supposed to rule on that. We got Palm Beach County. When do you think we will have this wrapped up? And is there a point at which Bill Nelson anybody
Gillum.
Else? Yeah, Gillum, yeah. Andrew Gillum. Finally have to say, okay, we just didn't win.
Well,
we're done.
Two things I know for sure. One is that I do think there will be a lot of people eating their Thanksgiving turkey in an elections office.
Oh, wow.
Because they're going to be there as long as it takes. But two, what we know, and this is Mark Elias, who's the well-known Democrat lawyer who they deploy into these areas for recounts. By his own admission, he says that a recount can sometimes get you 200 votes, 500 votes on a really good day. And in a state like Florida, if you compare it percentage-wise, maybe you're talking about a couple thousand votes. But they don't make up for thousands and thousands of votes, or in DeSantis' case, tens of thousands of votes. So to your point about when are they going to concede, there is no opportunity to make up that ground. The will of the voters is pretty clear. And so they will be sworn in eventually. It's just a matter of when Senator Nelson and Andrew Gillum get tired of their appeals process, or when the roars from the constituents get loud enough to say, come on, move on. We feel pretty good about this outcome. But so those are the two things I know for sure. Thanksgiving turkey in Florida, and that Governor Rick Scott will be the new senator, and Ron DeSantis will be the new governor.
I love that. I love the way that sounds. Cassie, you have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully before the holidays. You have a great one back in Kansas City, and we will talk soon, okay?
Sounds great. Enjoy the Plaza Lights when you see them.
There you go. I just love it. Plaza Lights. If you've never done the Plaza Lights, it's absolutely amazing. In fact, a lot of years I've been down there broadcasting live for a local radio station, as we turned on the lights. Yeah. And they've had all kinds of people. But if you've never been to the Country Club Plaza, it's beautiful. It's Spanish decor, and it's all just, you know, stores and restaurants and a lot of fun. And then they do lights, and they have a plaza lighting ceremony where nearly a million people come down there, and they do a ceremonial, you know, lighting of the plaza lights. Really fun. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. And that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I don't have time to get to it in this segment, but in our next segment, as a part of our wall-to-wall free-for-all, I'm going to let you hear from Judge Andrew Napolitano. As you know, the White House is being sued by CNN. They want to get that press credential back in the hands of Jim Acosta. Now, Jim Acosta is a bully. He's a showboat. But nobody wants to talk about that. Judge Andrew Napolitano will talk about that. It's sick. This is a guy that even members of the press corps hate his guts because he's a showboat. He's all into promoting me. And yet nobody, the White House Correspondents Association, nobody will talk about it. You ever notice that? They circle the wagons. Judge Andrew Napolitano thinks that CNN may have a strong case against the White House. Why? He'll tell you coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Like she did.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Good to have you with us all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in all of Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. You can celebrate Thanksgiving at Ichabod's with a traditional holiday meal featuring your choice of oven-roasted turkey, homemade honey-baked ham, lamb chops, Chardonnay walleye, or maybe slow-cooked prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4. And by the way, all Thanksgiving Day specials come with a piece of holiday pie and all the Turkey Day football that you can watch. These specials begin at 12 noon Thanksgiving Day. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I love the place, by the way. You know what we do in this half hour? We essentially open up our phone lines to you. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show. We were talking about special needs kids and how they are, some believe, being abused in the Clark County School District. And I would say parenthetically, probably other school districts as well. This is one of our biggest challenges as a society, how we educate these young people. Do we bully them? Do we physically abuse them? And by the way, there's the other side of the coin. Special needs teachers, are they properly equipped to deal with special needs kids? We were talking about that with Michael Schaus from NPRI. They did a great piece. Stephen Miller did a great eight-episode, if you will, op-ed piece on this challenge that Clark County School District is facing right now, today. You may have some thoughts on that. You may have autistic children that are in the Clark County School District. Have you had problems with them? With teachers, with administration, with transparency? They apparently, the district is circling the wagons. And parents have told us, and in fact, Jenna came on our air and talked about this, and how the district is sorely lacking when it comes to transparency. And that maybe we need cameras in the classroom. Do we need that? We'll get to your calls. Those of you ringing in, we'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go. Those of you that are holding, stay right where you are. We will get to you as well. But I'm firmly in the belief. You know, the district says, well, what about privacy? Hey, you know, it's like body cams for cops. Body cams are actually helping cops. It's not hurting cops. It's helping cops. It's helping cops be better cops. And I think it would help teachers be better teachers, especially when it comes to special needs kids. We'll see what you think coming up. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I promised I'd let you hear from Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News' own judicial analyst, senior judicial analyst, by the way. Let's go to cut 4 real quick, because this is Judge Andrew Napolitano on Fox Business yesterday, that CNN may have a strong case against the Trump White House. They are suing the White House. This was Judge Andrew Napolitano yesterday.
It's filed in a federal court in Washington, D.C. It's not looking for money damages. It's looking for the immediate return of Jim Acosta's credentials. So they're arguing that he was punished because the president doesn't like his speech. That's the First Amendment argument. That his credentials were taken away without any notice to him or hearing. That's the Fifth Amendment argument. And then they quote the regulations. I'm smiling because you and I talked about this in the past or during the break, in which you said what I think a lot of Americans agree with you on, that there should be a certain level of decorum in the White House press corps, and the failure to comply with that decorum should be grounds for revoking the pass. The only grounds for revoking the pass are, is the person a danger to the physical security of the president or his family? And obviously, Acosta may have been an irritant to the president, but he was hardly a danger to him. So I think CNN's got a very good case. I think this will be resolved quickly. I don't expect a jury trial. I think it'll either be settled or CNN will prevail on motion. Now, the president is a defendant. General Kelly is a defendant. Bill Shine is a defendant. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a defendant. The head of the Secret Service is a defendant. And the particular Secret Service agent, they didn't know his name at the time they filed this. So they called him John Doe. He's the defendant as well.
So in other words, this court case is going to continue. Is it going to go to trial? I don't think it's going to go to trial. I think they'll sue it. I think the White House will give him back the pass. I think they'll change the regulations. You know, this is the minimum standards for decorum at a White House news conference. And the White House will say, if you do anything outside of this, then you are liable to have your deal, you know, your hard pass, as they call it, revoked or suspended. That makes sense. Now, if you say there's no due process, and we'll give you some examples of experts, so-called experts, weighing in on both the First Amendment and the Fifth Amendment argument in play. Let's go to Mike in the Coachella Valley. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment on one of your previous callers. He was making a point of putting cameras in the classroom, and I just wanted to make a real quick example that I had a friend that actually he's a teacher now, but when he was serving, they put him to serve in one of these special ed classes, right? And he was walking by one of these kids, and the kid pulled his hair, and he wouldn't let go. And my friend, he actually made a comment to all of our friends that he actually slapped this kid. And the kids started crying, but, you know, the kid, they can't communicate. You know, it's all kinds of stuff going on. Even, like, right here in the Coachella Valley, there's a lot of, inappropriate relationships. And the school is acting like the Catholic schools, like the Catholic Church is moving teachers from one school to the other.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all they do.
No, and can I tell you, Mike, that's what they do in the CCSD here in Southern Nevada. They do the very same thing. They simply move them. They move the problem to another school in the district. I'm just happy. I don't know whether you heard Jenna. She's the mom of a special needs kid here in the Clark County School District, and she said she had to move her kid to another school. Now, he's doing great in the other school. The other school, he ended up having charges pressed against an 11-year-old.
One last thing, we got to look into why is it that one out of every 30 kids is being born with autism? Is it the shot or something? Thank you.
I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor, and I'm the exact wrong guy to ask about that. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The one thing I do know is that our special needs kids, in some cases, are being abused. And the school district is standing in the way of transparency. And I keep asking myself the question, why? I understand you don't want to get sued, but these parents have a right to transparency. And if the teachers' union... The teachers' union suddenly says, well, we don't want cameras in the classroom. To hell with you. We want transparency. We are the customer. When are these teachers' union people going to get it? The body cams for cops is helping cops. It's not helping the fear mongers. It's helping the cops. Don't we want to help the cops? Don't we want to help our teachers? Now, the teachers are afraid if they do something and it ends up on tape, it'll end up on the nightly news. Well, is there anything wrong with that? It may well show that that a teacher did right by our kids. No, and therein lies the problem. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Our lines are jammed right now. We got a bunch of mics. The mics are wild. No, it really is. We got mics all over the place on my call screen. So stick around. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you have a special needs child in the Clark County School District or maybe in one of our other districts, around the state. I would love to hear from you. 844-2-NEVADA. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office, 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water. It's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley meat markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's an amazing price. $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. Realwaterhomedelivery.com. They bring it right to your door, and you'll save tons of dough on real water. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Okay, you know what we do. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You essentially tell us what you want to talk about. Now, for the first 2.5 hours, we tell you what we're going to be talking about. It's usually topical. It's today's news. It's compelling. And hopefully it's entertaining. So that's our three-legged stool that we use. By the way, did you see the news that Laura Ingraham is ending, after 17 years, her morning call-in show? Yeah, can you believe that? So we want to welcome those of you that have been following Laura Ingraham all these years. Welcome to Live and Local Now. Yeah. Let's go to Mike. Mike in Las Vegas. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin.
What's up?
I'd like to give you a chance to correct yourself on something you said earlier in the show.
Okay.
Which sounded suspiciously like something a liberal progressive Democrat might say, and I know you're not one of those.
Yep.
So. You said that lawsuits could cost the Clark County School District millions of dollars. Would you like to correct yourself?
No, because it's true. Why did I say something
no,
wrong?
It wouldn't cost them a penny. It would cost you and me.
Oh,
and all the rest of the taxpayers.
Oh, yes.
Of Las Vegas, Clark County, and Nevada.
Yeah, no, you are right.
They don't have any money.
It's our money they're spending. No, hey, can I tell you,
that's
Mike? That's
right.
A good point. And so many times we forget. That this is not their money. They say, yeah, we have this much to spend and we have that much to spend. This is not their money. This is our money. And the same way, we are the ones that pay their salaries. We are the customer. And the customer, last time I checked, the customer's always right. Even when the customer's wrong, the customer is always right.
Well, see, they have no incentive to behave, because if they raise their premiums, their insurance companies raise the premiums to cover the litigation, they just pass that cost on to you and I.
Yeah.
And they raise our taxes if need be.
Well, and that's
so
it. And by the way, we've got a governor that's going
to
raise our property taxes. That is a guarantee,
no.
unless Republicans can stop them. So, no. Hey, can I tell you, Mike, I do appreciate the call. And the correction. God forbid I should sound like a liberal Democrat. Oof, that's scary. Go to another mic. My buddy Mike in Reno. What's up, Mike?
All right, two quick points. Did you listen to Coast to Coast last night by any chance?
I did not. I was asleep.
Okay, first 2 hours, you've got to hear it. It was all about vaccines and autism. By a father who wrote a book on this, who was totally converted. He says it's the principal cause. You've got to hear the first 2 hours of that show. Will you give me your Joe Namath that you will? I'm telling you. It's not only UFOs. You've got to listen to it and give it to this other guest you had. Two, we can't have the school district attacked with a broad brush like this without giving them a chance to defend themselves. You had one caller who came in whose wife was a teacher who told you how dangerous it could be for teachers with these kids who can get out of control, and also to other kids. Yes, we should put cameras in, but you've got to let these other people come on and defend themselves. You yourself admitted there's another side to the story. Three, Kevin, the right wing has got to stop this unbridled, persistent attack on school teachers that's been going on since Buckley's famous statement in the 60s.
But it's the school teacher. No, but Mike, it's the school teachers that are keeping us from putting cameras in the classroom.
Okay, get them on. Let them explain it. Let's see the other side of these autistic kids. You know, they can get out of control. Your tendency is to grab them. You only heard one side of this. If that's true, then let's hear their side of the story on both these counts. You remember Buckley's famous statement about teachers, do you not? Did I tell you that on firing law before your time that did damage to I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of teachers? Those that can do, those that can't teach. To demean and debase these teachers, we have to bring them in from the Philippines. We have to bring in nurses from the Philippines. We have to bring in doctors from India and Pakistan. Nobody talks about the wasting money of these billionaires. We need a total American perestroika, restructuring of every institution in this country. Will you listen to the first two? Will you give me a Joe Namath on that, please?
I will do my level best to find it. I'm sure there is a podcast of it, and I will do my level best to find that. Yeah. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? If you're ringing in, we'll get you squared away. If on the other hand, you want to join us, I've got one line open. You can sneak through right now. And we've got a couple of minutes before we leave you, so I want to make sure we get to as many of you as possible. My issue with the school district is this. If there is a lack of transparency, I ask the school district, whether it be Clark County School District or any district, what are you afraid of? Transparency is a great disinfectant. And as we have found with body cams, 90% of the time, it exonerates. And in fact, it helps cops when we talk about the body cams. It showed the heroism on 1 October. It showed one group of cops that were on the 31st floor and did not engage. They were either being told to or they, whatever. But it was a staging area. I don't know. But can I tell you, that is like 1% that the body cams showed the heroism, the bravery running towards the danger of our metro cops and our first responders. I mean, the body cams were great. And every so often you'll see the Las Vegas Review-Journal, after FOIA requests, getting some of this access to some of these body cam footage. No, I'm just saying. And I'm willing to listen to the other side. If the Clark County School District wants to come on, more power to them. But I'm just saying, if it's the Clark County Education Association, the teachers' union that's keeping us from cameras in the classroom, I'm like, why? Give me a good reason. You have an open invitation. Call me anytime. 844-2-NEVADA. And I would love to have a representative of the Clark County Education Association and what they think about this. That's going to do it for us, believe it or not. We are flat out of time. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks to Jameson, to Tracy, to Ashley, to Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.